And we're joined here with Minden Mayor Nick Cox on what has been a busy Monday for the mayor. Actually started on Sunday being busy as wearing the mayor hat, if you will. Mayor, how are you doing today?
Well, I've been busy today, I can tell you that.
Well, let's kind of walk backwards a little bit. For those that weren't aware, we did have a little bit of a power outage. It seemed like just a routine, just a quick outage, and everybody was back on. But after further review, as the old saying goes, turned out to be a little bit more than just your regular run-of-the-mill quick outage, right?
That's right. Yesterday morning, about 6:15, I noticed the power at my house went off, and then within I would say a minute or two or three, it came right back on. But as the mayor, I'm way more sensitive to power outages than I used to be. And so I noticed it came back on. Well, a few hours later, the public works director Tyler Wallace and Gary Moreland called me and said, hey, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm going to be getting ready for church here in a minute. And they said, well, we've got a real problem and we need to pick you up. And I said, well, I'm not even ready. And they said, get ready, we'll be in your driveway. And I said, oh my goodness, what has happened?
That's not the call you want to get.
No, it's not. And so I got ready. I got in the truck. They took me out to the Entergy substation out Gilark area, out Dorch Heat Road, to the Gilark Entergy substation. When we got out there, there was it looked like litter everywhere. And what had happened is that potential transformer basically exploded, and all the fragments were everywhere, all over the ground. And so that, you know, that image in my mind told me right away we had a real problem. And then if you looked up above where the transformer was, you could tell where it had caught on fire, and soot had covered all the metal structures and the insulators and things like that. And they explained to me soot, it carries a current. And so if you cover an insulator with that, soot, it can conduct electricity and bypass the insulator. So it's a real potential problem that we're dealing with. And the issue I'm having is it's Entergy substation. It's not the city of Minden. Our guys can't just fix it. We're waiting on Entergy to make sure they have the materials and develop a plan.
And, of course, that's where you were yesterday, and, of course, late yesterday afternoon, you sent out the press release about that. And I guess what got everybody all wound up was the imminent citywide outage, because that is the main feeder line, and there's only one thing you can do to fix this stuff is to cut the power off to get it safely repaired and then back online. So, the rumors have been running rampant since that press release went out. I've heard various timelines and scenarios. What kind of, is there any kind of working timeline that they're trying to work with that they are hoping to nail down today? Kind of where are we at this point?
All right. I need to dispel some of these rumors for sure. We had requested that they do it in the evening time and throughout the night and try to target having it restored by the morning time. We have a major issue right now that we're super aware of, and that is the heat. And so turning power off right now is something we absolutely don't want to do. And so we're waiting on Entergy to respond to us. They do respond with updates, and they'll say, well, we're going to let you know. We're going to have a meeting. Yesterday, they were going to let me know at 2:00. And they responded that they weren't ready to make a decision, that they would let me know today at 2:00. And they have since responded and said that they're going to meet internally at 5:00. And then tonight at 5:00, they would let me know their plan. But the truth that people need to realize is there is no time established yet. I'm hearing and getting calls that, hey, at noon today, the power is going off. That's not true. At 5:00 or 6:00 tonight, the power is going out. That is not true. Now, the situation we're in is that substation has been badly damaged. It has the potential to go out at any time, and that's the whole issue here. It's been damaged, and it has potential. But as far as a plan and a controlled time that they're going to do the shutdown, that's not been established yet. So if you're hearing 6 o'clock tonight or 12 o'clock today, it's just not true unless it happens to go down on its own.
So at this point, you're still just literally waiting on that phone call from Energy saying, okay, we've got everything we need to do, and this is when we're going to do it?
And how much of the repairs are they going to do? Are they going to do a full repair, which could take a while? And look, I'm reading and hearing and getting reports and calls that this is going to take 3 to 4 days. That is not true. As far as I know, the longest time that was ever talked about was 16 to 24 hours. And since then, that numbers that I'm hearing from Entergy has been reduced. But 3 or 4 days is just absolutely not true. Now, I'm not saying something weird couldn't happen or an emergency develop or things get worse out there as we are waiting. But as of right now, that is not the case.
So if we understand correctly, really the major issue right now is repairing the damaged transformer that blew and then cleaning up the soot that was from the explosion, correct?
The soot is a big problem, and there is a main, and this is Nick Cox's explanation of a complicated subject, okay?
I'm right there with you.
But there is a vertical bus bar, and that carries electricity, and it's, I would guess, 2 or 3 inches diameter. And when they clean it, they have to inspect it and make sure it's not damaged in any way. So it's quite a process. There was a fire. Damage was done and is covered in the black soot. And so, you know, it's just a matter of getting in there, shutting the power down, cleaning it up, inspecting it, making sure that it's all good to go. So, but the main thing that people need to realize is, you know, it's hot. And so by us giving this warning, hopefully you have a little time personally and as a business to kind of prepare a backup plan if it does need to be out for a while. You've been warned that this is at some point it's going to be shut down unless Entergy just comes back and says we're going to roll with it. You know, it's very likely that there's going to be a shutdown coming. So,
well, real quickly, I know you got a million things going on this morning, and with all this, it just compounds that. What are some things that the city is going to do itself to kind of help mitigate through the power outage issues that are pending?
We have generators coming right now. The state, GoSEF, is sending us several generators. 3 of them are going to be for cool down centers. But we're not going to set up these centers until we know when it's all going to take place. But we will have generators to power some cool down centers when the time comes and we know we need them. And we'll have them on standby in case we get into an emergency situation. Also, we've been in touch with the Red Cross. Brian Williams from Homeland Security has reached out to them. And Webster Parish has water on hand and necessities for emergencies such as this. So I think luckily the big blessing is at the moment we still have power and we're able to carry on until this repair comes about. We're able to prepare. We've spent today getting plans in place. So I think we're ready to face this challenge. When the time comes, we're just really just sitting, waiting on Entergy as far as giving people a timeline. We just don't have it right now.
So really the message right now is hurry up and wait.
It is for me. And I can promise the citizens, no one's more stressed out about that.
I can imagine.
Or hounded about this than I am. I want answers. I want to know what they're going to do. I want to know a plan. Because I'm having to answer all these questions that I just don't have all the answers to. And that's where we're at.
So real quickly, the latest update you're expecting from Entergy will be at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
It was supposed to be at 2 o'clock and they pushed it back to 5 o'clock. They're having an internal meeting at 5 o'clock. So I'm supposed to be contacted after they get through meeting. They're going to line themselves out with the plan at said meeting and then update me on what they came up with. I'm hoping they don't push it back anymore and that I really know something maybe at 6 o'clock. If I know something, I would love to get back on the radio with you.
Absolutely. We will definitely do that. Well, Mayor, we appreciate you visiting with us this morning about this. And again, if anything changes, we definitely will be hearing from you, hopefully.
Okay, Mark. Thanks so much.
All righty. Thank you, sir.